start. And that's what we talk about now, as joining us on the Ticket Hotline is the part owner, president, and CEO of the Texas Rangers. We say good morning to the great Nolan Ryan. Hi, Nolan.
Good morning, fellas.
Well, congratulations on your team's 4-0 start. That's great.
Well, we're certainly happy with the way our organization is performing out there. And Nelly Cruz, of course, got a home run on every game, and that's pretty good.
Yeah, I'd say that's pretty good. Yeah, and you're 4-0, big crowds, and all sorts of new items at the ballpark. You're off to a great start here.
Well, we've done a lot to try to improve the fan experience out there. And baseball is just one part of it. Of course, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to sell an experience to people. And
right.
That's why we got a lot of the new menu items that we got.
Yeah, we noticed that there were the Nolan Ryan guaranteed beef franks. Your personal guarantee on that item?
Yeah, we do have a guaranteed item there. It's always iffy to guarantee hot dogs.
But there's
about the only thing you can guarantee about hot dogs that they're gonna liquefy inside you until you erupt like a West Texas gusher over a toilet somewhere or another.
Oh, gosh. You're not guaranteeing that part, are you?
That's the guarantee.
Oh,
part.
My gosh. No one wants that. What other items do you have there in the concession stand that you're excited about?
Well, of course, we're going to roll them out here every week or so, come out with a new item. We got Nolan Ryan's guaranteed possum eggs.
Possums don't lay eggs.
I think West Texas possum do.
I don't know about that.
So it's going to be the eggs of a West Texas possum that's marinated in bull semen.
Oh, my gosh. That is gross.
It's just like Grandma used to make.
Yeah, it sounds like Granny Clampett is your cook.
At least my grandma did. A few of the other items are guaranteed. The line testes and antelope sauce, that's guaranteed.
Man, that doesn't sound good.
Armadillo taint, guaranteed.
Jeez.
And there's other items that we have a limited warranty on. They're not fully guaranteed. Carp on a bun.
Carp?
Trinity River carp.
I guess it's local, right?
We get that real cheap after they do a fish kill.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That sounds nasty.
Vulture vent on a stick.
Vent. That's right. They have vents.
Bobcat surprise. We got that.
What is that exactly?
It's bobcat parts that are ground up and mixed with meat extenders and whatever garbage we can blend up and throw on a corn tortilla. And we're going to do some changes to some of the concession workers that we got out there.
Uh-huh.
We're going to try to get some people who are a little bit hotter than what's been serving up the grub lately. And we want it to basically be more like a Hooters.
Mm-hmm.
And less like some middle-aged woman you'd sit behind in church. Forking over your three-pound pretzel, you know.
Sure, so you have something to look at.
Yeah, we did some market research and discovered that 9 out of 10 men prefer women with big breasts.
Yeah.
The 10th guy prefers the other 9 guys. That was one of the last focus group things that Greenberg did for us before he's out of here.
Oh,
maybe
yeah.
The only good thing he did. But now we got him out of here, it's time for some fun. As a matter of fact, you guys read about me keeping Greenberg out of the ballpark over the weekend?
No.
How'd you keep him out?
I had about 20 or 30 of my frontiersman buddy stationed at all the entrances to keep him out.
Uh-huh.
And he tried to get in that second day, and one of my buckskin guards shot him in the butt with a musket. He also got a Bowie knife to the throat and a strongly worded warning.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't believe we didn't hear about this.
Yeah, we just told him you need to stay off our land.
Land? Not out of the ballpark.
All right, Dan.
Well, congrats on a good start, and I'm sure we'll talk to you soon.
All right.
See ya.
All right, there he goes.
Fake Nolan Run.